master dreamer, to gaze upon gardens of angels. There is only memory now, but if you had asked before memory became too heavy for the dreamer to carry, he would have sung a fog-bound dream of other worlds, where it is rumored that entire worlds lay in unison of vision and love. But that was before the dark overlords of conformity, wielding truncheons of fettered history, and demanding that the foul brew of intellect and stale tradition be swallowed and enjoyed in order to live only. Now only few remain among the dreamers of Eden's antechamber. Of their dreams, none remain. Though the dreamer who passed through said he'd had this dream many times himself, he could not remember all the details, and that he felt was a blessing for having dreamed. Illusory lives, and countless dreamless souls had taught him that if you'd seen one world go off into the vortex of the nether abyss, you'd seen them all. And for the sake of proper enjoyment of the dreaming, once a world fell, it and all the others that fell before it were quickly expunged from the soul, except for one or two highlights. Amidst the ruin of the final confrontation, all else, including the name of the miscreant planet, was forgotten. It was never a good thing speak over much of the wild things dreamers say, or to listen to their opaque pronouncements of the master dreamer's edicts. Yes, something of fear in the dreams share in liquid crystal houses on the shores of liquid nitrogen seas. Liquid nitrogen seas. Liquid nitrogen seas. Thank you.